details on controversy surrounding a school district and immigration policy enforcement. An Oklahoma County commissioner is resigning. And an effort to preserve artifacts from the Tulsa Race Massacre. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 23rd. I'm Deborah Shar. A rural Oklahoma school district is causing a stir on social media after seemingly signing an agreement to deputize its police department as immigration enforcement officers. Lionel Ramos reports the district then backed out of the partnership days later.
The Caney Valley Public Schools Police Department in Ramona launched last fall with two officers. About 2 weeks ago, those officers mistakenly signed an agreement deputizing them with Federal Immigration Enforcement Authority, says Superintendent Stephen Cantrell.
So they submitted the information to sign up for additional training, and then he got notification that he had agreed to participate. And he's like, no, I didn't.
The officers pulled out of the supposed training days later, and Cantrell says the district never actually entered into the agreement known as a cooperative task force enforcement model. Still, the mix-up briefly placed his school district on the list of contracted law enforcement agencies ICE keeps online, causing a stir among advocates and researchers, all without the district's school board knowing. I'm Lionel Ramos.
An officer with the force wrote in an email that the district will not be enforcing immigration violations as it's not in line with the district's mission. An Oklahoma County commissioner announced his resignation days after a protective order against him was issued. Commissioner Miles Davidson told KOCO-TV his last day is April 3rd. Davidson was cleared of sexual misconduct charges involving a Norman woman earlier this month. Shortly after that, a judge issued the protective order and found Davidson represents a credible threat to the safety of the woman. Davidson was up for re-election this year. A public records request by a citizen journalist has revealed that Oklahoma City lacks transparency rules for automatic license plate readers. Abigail Sikowski has that story.
Automatic license plate readers use artificial intelligence to scan drivers' tags on the roads. Jarrett Freeman, an IT business owner, requested a trove of records from OKC and its police department about policies related to flock safety, the company the city has a contract with. The documents state that the police department doesn't have discipline guidelines for officers who misuse flock data or publish reports on internal use of the software.
We need oversight into who can access the system and under what circumstances are they allowed to just go perusing.
Freeman has created a website, deflockokc.com, where the public can view the documents and learn more about the city's flock usage. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
A community leader in Tulsa says artifacts from the city's historically black neighborhood are not being cataloged properly. Ben Abrams reports on a proposal to standardize how history gets preserved.
When someone finds an item from the Greenwood District's past, there isn't any standard procedure to archive it for archaeologists or historians. That's according to Christy Williams, a community advocate and descendant of a 1921 race massacre survivor.
When we get developers to come in Greenwood and, you know, they're digging those machines through the dirt, they're finding artifacts. But there's no process for what to do with them.
That's why Williams is planning to propose an ordinance to Tulsa City Council that would create that kind of a process.
This is what you do. This is who you call.
Williams chairs Tulsa's Beyond Apology Commission, which is tasked with reconciling Tulsa's racist past. Councilor Vanessa Hall Harper is also on the commission and has expressed support for the idea. There are new efforts to preserve the history of the neighborhood once known as Black Wall Street. Vernon AME Church, which Williams is a member of, recently received a major grant to transform its basement into a museum. That basement famously hid 1921 massacre survivors and is one of the few structures that survived. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.